On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The family of a Wentworth teenager who was shot and killed 2 years ago says no sentence can ever replace his life. 20-year-old Dondre Addison was sentenced to 15 years in prison for the murder of Leighton Finn yesterday. 17-year-old Leighton had been on his way to winter holiday classes when he was attacked. Speaking after proceedings at the Durban Regional Court, Leighton's father, Tyron, said he's gutted by the sentence.
My saint was taken. You never get a kid like that in Wentworth. What are they saying to the rest of those unruly kids? It's just not on. There's no justice in this country. And then you give him nits to nothing? Come on, man. The society is wrong. It's just so wrong.
On the other hand, Leighton's mother, Gail Franks, says she feels justice has been served.
And we are lucky that we had witnesses too, because in Wentworth, you don't find people coming, they won't stand. And I know it's hard, and we will miss Leighton, but I am happy that justice has been served. As a praying woman, I left it in God's hands.
An international relations expert has warned South Africans considering Donald Trump's refugee status offer to weigh up the risks. The US president took to his Truth Social platform yesterday to repeat his accusations that our government is confiscating land from white people. He's again extended an invite to farmers and their families to settle in the US. But expert Kagiso Poe warned that this could be part of Trump's political tactics.
There's a category called the Dreamers, who are people born in America but have not been given full citizenship, and it's quite a hot potato. So if you are an individual looking to leave South Africa as a farmer to go get this special dispensation, you really would have to consider, is this something that's going to last beyond President Trump's term?
And Eurostar trains are up and running again after all services between London and Paris were cancelled yesterday. An unexploded World War II bomb was found near the tracks in France, but was safely dismantled by specialists. Officials say two extra services will run to deal with increased demand. Jessica Sayer told Sky News she'd spent an extra night in Paris.
We looked into flights, we looked into ferries, we looked into hiring cars, we looked into all sorts of things. But in the end, we decided to go with Eurostar, and we're just keeping everything crossed we can get back. The first train we could book was 2 p.m.
And back home, expect mostly clear conditions in KZN today. Durban, Margate and Mooi River reach a high of 30 degrees. Richards Bay and Ulundi 33, Pietermaritzburg 32, Ladysmith 31, 29 for Kokstad and 28 for Underberg and Newcastle. In Durban, we've got 2 meter swells at the beach with sunset at 22 minutes past 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. I'm Tamasha Kanyi from the Newswatch team.